chat to Mark Stevens, because as we know, it may be the off season, but there is never a dull moment in the AFL with the trade period and also plenty of news. How are you, Steve-O?
Yeah, going well, Michael. It never stops, does it? And this is the time of year where there's most hits on websites and most listeners. People love the trade period, but the Essendon story keeps simmering away. Andrew Thorburn, who of course has quit after a day in the job, but certainly the tide of opinion perhaps turning a little bit, Michael, in some quarters. We've had church bodies come out in support of him, certainly opposition leaders nationally and state. And, there's an argument there that perhaps Essendon was a little bit harsh and hasty in what they've done. So that started as a spot fire, that story, but it just continues to be an inferno at the moment, Michael.
Well, Andrew Thorburn, for someone who loves Essendon and is a passionate Essendon person who wanted to be their CEO, he certainly seems determined to burn the joint down on the way out.
He does. He certainly turned, hasn't he? I mean, he was at the Best and Fairest last week. He said it was the time of his life take over as CEO, but I'm not sure he's an Essendon supporter now. So the pressure mounts on the Essendon board, and certainly it brings into a lot of argument around what's right and wrong. It's an interesting time in footy. Also, when we've got also a GWS player, a practicing Muslim in Aneen Zarelka, she'll sit out again for the Pride round in protest there. She can't wear the jumper. So footy these days, Michael, a fairly complicated business in the modern era.
Who is in line now to become the new CEO?
Well, I would have Simon Matthews as favourite at the moment, because I believe, look, if he wasn't a close second, he was second or third in the running for the job. As far as interviewing, at the moment he's at Richmond. He's played a key role just underneath Brendan Gale there in the background. He was the media manager at Essendon years ago. He's an Essendon person at heart. He's a brother of Dave Matthews, who's the CEO of GWS. And my reading of it is, Michael, that Essendon will want a pretty quick decision. I don't think they'll start a new process and widen the net. They need to sort of move on and make a positive appointment. And it could be Simon Matthews. I'm not sure what you may have dealt with in his time in the media world.
He's a good guy.
He has a good background.
He's
a good guy.
Really good guy.
Pragmatic and a football-based person. And Essendon, of course, really need to get the football side of it right. So he could be a choice, and it just, the media managers these days are turning into CEOs. Happened with Justin Rodsky, media manager of Essendon, and ended up being a CEO at Melbourne Storm. So it's a bit of a career path.
Well, do you know what Simon Matthews is? He is a Warrnambool stalwart. Every Warrnambool carnival, Simon Matthews is down there at the Bull. So it'll be interesting if he changes the colour of his sash.
Scotty Gullen, they're partners in crime,
exactly.
He and Scotty. So
exactly. Hey, what's going on trade-wise?
Well, there's a bit bubbling away trade-wise as well. Jack Bowes, of course, was the big story at the moment. Gold Coast, good midfielder, turned into a fringe player this year. But essentially he's picked Geelong, and it's what we're calling a salary dump now, where Gold Coast are basically getting rid of him, plus giving pick 7 as well for somebody to take his pay. So what's ended up with is Geelong now have pick 7 in the draft, which is their highest pick in the draft in about 15 or 16 years. They've won a flag, and now Christmas has come early if you're a Geelong supporter. And, of course, they're likely to get Tanner Bruin, Connor McKenna as well, and maybe Henry from Collingwood. So I think there's concerns, Michael, in general about the equalisation of footy at the moment. The stronger are just getting stronger.
Does seem to be that way. The best business brains or footy brains are the ones that are coming to the fore. Hey, just quickly on a couple of the big names, what's going on with Horne Francis?
Well, at the moment there's some to-ing and fro-ing involving West Coast, Port Adelaide and North. Now, West Coast could split that pick 2, which would enable Port to perhaps get their hands on pick 2, and that would mean North, this is the best case scenario, could have picks 1 and 2 in the draft this year, which would be pretty good compensation for Horne Francis. If that goes to plan, that they could have the first 2 picks, that's taking Will Ashcroft out of the mix, who's the number 1 pick that is going to Brisbane as father's son. So it's a compromised draft, isn't it, Michael, when we're talking about North on the bottom and they're not getting the best player. Will Ashcroft's that, so he's going to Brisbane. So that just underlines perhaps that the stronger just keep getting stronger.
Absolutely. And what's the latest of Brodie Grundy and Luke Jackson?
Well, Brodie Grundy, that will get done. They're linked at the moment. Freo needs to come up with something to satisfy Melbourne. Once that gets done, Brodie Grundy will get done, probably for not as much as you'd think, a pick in the 20s from Collingwood to Melbourne. So the other ones that have gone through are Ben Long, that the producer, Scotty Cooney's not too happy with this one. He thinks it's a steal. He's gone to the Gold Coast from St Kilda, basically for a shuffle of picks. And in the end, they've given him away, really. So it's a mid-range sort of pick that they get back. The Saints, who have picked up Zane Cordy as well from the Dogs, and Tommy Berry has gone from Brisbane down to Gold Coast. So a little bit quieter today so far on the trade front. But just briefly, Michael, also, we've got, now got their four-person panel to look into the Hawthorn saga. They've finally got that organised, headed by Bernard Quinn KC and three other barristers. And the AFL hoping to have that wrapped up by Christmas time, which I think will be a stretch. They've got a bit of work to do to sort of sort through the mess that is this Hawthorn scandal with the First Nations claims.
It's all happening, Steve-O. Great to have you bringing everyone up to date. Of course, we'll have the latest on The Breakfast Club tomorrow with yourself and the boys as well. Appreciate it, Steve.
Thanks, Michael.